Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's called Nexus from the Innocent Age album. It's an awesome album. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good buddy Cliff Inico, 13-year member of our Brain Trust, small business attorney extraordinaire, author of all the important books on the topic, including his crowdfunding book is awesome. You need to get that because it came out right on the cusp of all this news about crowdfunding. Cliff, thanks again for being here. Let's do some. I know you help your clients with the business side of their and the legal side of their tax planning. Even though you're not a CPA, but I know you coordinate with those folks on those issues. What are some things we need to be paying attention to?
Okay, now, after such a horrible year as this one was, it's sort of, I feel a little awkward going on and saying, hey, let's get ready for tax time next year. it's like one more baseball bat coming at my head here. But there is some good news here. I mean, you know, what's the old Shakespeare quote? It is an ill wind that blows no one any good. And one of the little good things here is that if your business did suffer, well, you'll be able to some extent to recoup your losses on your taxes this year. You're not going to be paying the taxes that you paid last year, you know, if your business was hit hard by COVID or the shutdowns. So, there are some things you need to know here, and let's begin, first of all, with some basics. I mean, like any normal year, what you want to do with year end is you want to accelerate your deductions into 2020, and you want to push as much income back into 2021 as possible. So I try to hold off billing my clients for December work until like December 31st. I'll send the invoices out then so that the money comes in January. Mm-hmm. That defers the taxes, the taxes for, you know, 15 months, just by
and,
doing
and
that.
And it doesn't change your cash flow that much if you don't need if you didn't need to bill them earlier in December.
I don't plan my cash flow that tight where right. I desperately need to have, you know, that income every month. I try to keep at least a 3 to 4 month reserve. In fact, you should frankly do 6 months, and that's what I tell people. But sometimes it's hard.
Most small businesses
year I have a lot of expenses,
that.
So yeah, they can't do that. No, I totally get that. But the thing is, you know, likewise, you should be trying to pay as many bills as possible. So, for example, my landscaper. I mean, I tell him, you know, tell you what, you know, why don't you just simply give me a bill for the whole year? You know how much you're going to be charging me next year. Just send me the bill now, and I'll pay the whole thing in December. If you can afford to do that, that's a great thing to do because it gives you. If you're taking the home office deduction, you can accelerate that into 2020, and you don't have to worry about writing all those little checks every week. Where the guy does, you know, you're
if you're profitable, but if you're not profitable, you don't want to do that, right?
That's right. Precisely.
If you're going to have a loss this year,
you have to have the money. You know, yeah. To do that. Now, so, for example, I mean, I get a lot of requests from people, you know, they know I'm going to do something in January, but they ask me, Cliff, can you send me the invoice now? I'd like to pay you in 2020. And, of course, I value their business, so, of course, I will do that. You know, again, if you're strapped for cash, obviously, be sensible in doing this. But the more things you can deduct in 2020, the better off. But now let's talk about some.
One thing I want to point out here, Cliff. We surveyed our audience about how 2020 was going to wrap up for them, and over 2/3 said the year was better than they thought it was going to be 6 months ago. So there's a lot of mayhem out there. There's a lot of companies, a lot of businesses struggling mightily. Some haven't made it. Some of them didn't, you know, bit the dust and way too many. And it makes me sick to my stomach to think about that. But there are some companies that are doing okay. Mm-hmm. And apparently, according to our polling, more than half, pretty good bit more than half. So
Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends on where you were. There were definitely winners and losers in this pandemic. I mean, if you were able to function remotely, if you were able to do your business via Zoom, you know, I had a terrific year this year in my law practice. I mean, a lot of people who were laid off were now starting to put their Plan Bs into effect, and I was a big part of that. But the thing you need to know is that if you took out a PPP loan, and this is very important, a lot of people took advantage of the CARES Act loans earlier this year. You have to talk to your accountant sometime this month to figure out what the tax implications of that are going to be. Because there's a lot, we're learning that there are a lot of little surprises here.
As of right now, you can't deduct if you don't take the PPP money as income. If you take it as a grant, you can't deduct the expenses that it went to cover.
Right. If you've got an emergency loan that was part grant and part loan, the grant part is income, and you have to report that, and you got to pay taxes on it for 2020. Mm-hmm. If you got a regular PPP loan and the entire thing is forgiven, then it's a wash. You don't report that as income, but you also cannot deduct the payroll expenses that you use the loan proceeds for.
Important to point out, though, is you don't get to deduct them, but you're only what you get in a deduction is say 20% off, whereas with the grant you got 100%. So you actually you're better off than you would have been. It's not horrible. It's just not as good as if it was deductible and the grant was forgiven. Quick break. Right back with Cliff Inicone. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.